Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Hope Collections Optimize Your Life show. And we're excited for you to be here. I've gotten the dashboard up and running here a little early before our guests start to appear. My name is Ron Clayton, and we'll get started here in a few moments. Hope you're having a magnificent day. We're kind of excited. We've had 3 days in a row, about 60 degrees in Buffalo, New York. Highly unusual this time of year, and with not any snow on the ground, it's a nice thing to have. As we head towards Easter, it's going to be great. And so I hope you're looking at spring the same way we do. So we'll get started here in a few moments, and we'll just watch for some folks to join us. Boy, you talk about clockwork. It is Tuesday afternoon and noon on the East Coast. I think it's 1 o'clock in the middle of the country, and or no, 11 o'clock. No, it's noon, isn't it, Rick? And down in the West Coast, it's 11, I think. Boy, you know when you
West Coast is 9 o'clock. I'm 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it's 10 o'clock. Perfect timing.
When you get in the world of travel, do you lose? It's so easy to lose track of time. I don't even bother with the watch anymore.
That's true.
Well, good afternoon,
everyone.
I don't bother
with the watch.
Well, we're just excited that we have the opportunity today to share. We've kind of named Tuesday, we call it Travel Tuesday. And the reason for that, especially now, as we are entering spring, officially, I think next Monday, if I'm not mistaken, the first day of spring. But, you know, the buds are in the tree and life is coming back. You know, we had the winter where everything goes brown or black or dead. The leaves are gone and there's no green other than the Christmas tree. That's a nice life there. But, you know, we are now turning it around. And I've got buds on our forsythia. Hard to say. My wife's favorite bush. Green in the summertime. It's just a pure green bush, but in the spring, this vibrant yellow, it's not school buses, but it's a prettier yellow, and these little flowers are just, and loves the bees, and the bees love these bushes, so you can't go near them. But the spring comes out because life, new life is coming. And I'm here to announce, I guess, on today's Tuesday, I think it's what the day is there, it's like 14th. Something like that, Rick. And you know what? We're announcing that life is returning as we once knew it for those who have faith and know that we're in God's will and in his process to achieve his kingdom and work into us. And every spring, you know, it's like clockwork. It comes. And we've just passed through the dike and the dark and the cold. And now we're going to enjoy the warmth and the warming up of our hearts, our spirits, and an enthusiasm breaks out. And you know, enthusiasm is the word, and I believe the Greek word stands for full of God. And you know what? When people have God in their heart, I don't care who they are, where they're at in life, in the spectrum of life, in any way, shape, or form, when they know it, they're aware of his His presence in their life, they have joy. And when you have joy, no matter how tight and there, you know, we've gone through some pretty horrible stuff, Rick. We've each one of us has lost dear ones that were part of our lives. And we had not just relations, but we had circumstances that made our lives better. We had memories that we'll cling to. But, you know, we've gone through a real drastic, it was last century. We had World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War. We had the war of, this seems to be wars. And we just have the circumstance that someone invades a country and tears and kills people. And it's not their country, and they're telling them to surrender. I call that war. And we're in it right now, so you can dwell on it, or you can say, you know what, there's a good and there's a grateful ending that's going to come out of this, and God's going to win one more time, like he always does. So we're grateful that that's in the works of happening. But what's really happening, Rick, is the renewal of our spirit in dreams. You know, dreams is a God word. Because, you know what, the enemy isn't going to give you a dream. He's not the maker of dreams. You never hear those words in anything from anybody on that side of the world. He destroys dreams. Why does God, the word dream, why is it so refreshing and refueling and refueling and recharging? And because it's about revitalizing our spirit. And when we do that, that comes from God. And now that we're in this season that this is happening again today, we're starting today, I'm going to make a difference in the lives of someone around us. It's only part of the day's gone by so far. I know you just got done having breakfast in bed there, Rick, out there in the Midwest. for those of you who don't know, it's sometimes Brenda, just because Rick is such a great husband, she just turns around and said, Rick, would you like breakfast in bed? And, of course, I asked for that one time, and what I got, my wife pulled the sheet back and emptied the box of cereal on me. Fortunately, she didn't pull the milk on it, but, you know, I had to clean up the rice. It was a mess. So I never asked
for that. That's funny.
But, you know, so Rick,
it is 10 o'clock.
Okay. 3 years. Well, I was just going through some video. I was at the Go Team Get site this morning, and I was looking at some videos, testimonial videos. And over a year ago, Lynn and I recorded as part of a Zoom meeting. We were part with Mariano and Laura and you and Brenda, and we shared a testimony. And we shared what this opportunity that we talk about today. We share what that is and what it does for people and how it affected Lynn and I. And, the one thing that's still there, I still am crazy enthusiastic, and Linda is still as pretty as ever, and she brings balance to our team. And we are a team, RCLC Solutions. Right, we've been RCLC. Well, we were RCLC when we dated. Then we got married in 74, 47 years ago. And we're still a team. And then we got incorporated in our business. And what our business is all about is bringing joy to others. Our mission.
Wow.
And you, Brenda, gave us an opportunity. And, you know, opportunities don't just come every day. And opportunities that come to you may or may not be applicable to you or me. But the one that you, Brenda, laid in our laps, my goodness, we just said, are you kidding me? And because of your integrity and your pioneering and your willingness to go the mile before I even knew you, when you said, hey, Rod, you might take a look at this, it was a no-brainer. It was an absolute no-brainer. And we jumped in with both feet. I learned a long time ago that if you're going to do something, don't do it half, excuse the expression, half, you know what it is. I won't go the other way. My former mentor, of 40 years used to say the words, don't oogie doogie it. And I, oh boy, those are words that just, those are fighting words in my book. I don't ever want to be a part of anything that's oogie doogie. That means it's Mickey Mouse. It's not even, Mickey Mouse is a multi-billion dollar organization and people have been, lives have been changed for years. That ain't nothing oogie, there's nothing oogie doogie about Mickey Mouse. So, what we want to say to people, and the show represents, I remember our pastor having a message a couple weeks ago that our church is like a table at a restaurant. We want to be the number one, best service, best, whatever we serve is going to be the best that God has got. And we never want to be a buffet and open to try to feed everybody anything and everything. We're not looking to get the beans, you know, what they call those things, pinto beans. We're not trying to get beans and franks. We're giving someone that comes to the table the best. And, you know, that's what Travel Tuesday represents in terms of sharing our spirit and our heart, our ability to lift people up. And when they leave the show, not because I can get pretty excited, and, you know, although I will tell you most of my friends have been trying to get me not to be so shy for a long time. But we get off the show, my prayer, and I hope that everything I gave to the show and everybody that comes aboard the show, I hope I give them hope. You know, our theme, helping others by helping them help others. I hope your prayer is that same thing, that as the day goes forward, because of what we went through, what's behind us, we now have a new path. We have a new destination. And you say, well, where's that, Ron? Where are we going? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I know where I want to go, but that doesn't move you anywhere. Well, you don't care if I, you know. We're there just talking. Next weekend, for the first time in 2 years, we're going to Canada. Our best close friends from Canada, we have lots of best friends from all over the world, but this is a couple from Toronto, and we can't see them for 2 years. Up to 2 weeks ago, they had barbed wire on the Peace Bridge. The premier, the head of the country, said, you got to have, you know, you got to wear hazmat suits, got to go to a hospital, spend $200 for a test to get in here and get out of here. Guess what? That was pretty prohibited. I said, I don't need to go through that. I want to see Robert and Angela. And we missed their daughter's wedding last summer because they wouldn't let us there, the government. It's gone. And the first time is Monday, April 1st. And we're leaving. We already got everything set. I got my toothbrush packed, so we're ready to go. Well, 3 o'clock in the morning, because I know what's happening. The Peace Bridge, 20 minutes from my house, will be backed up for 4 or 5 hours. So the number of people that want to go, we're 20 minutes from Canada. And across the river, Niagara River, is all, it's called cottage country. And people own their summer vacation homes across the border, Fort Erie, and a place called Crystal Beach and Empire Beach. And thousands of people have not been able to go there for 2 years.
Wow.
So Saturday is going to be kind of wild. But what's really going to be wild is we're going to be able to reunite, although we've been Zooming it for months, and we call and talk to Robert and Angela multiple times a week. We are going to go and put our arms around them and just hang out for the weekend. They pack their bags. Oh, they got my toothbrush. So I'm sharing that because I hope you feel the same way about where you're at in your life with your friends, that we are now ready to spring into action. So I'll shut up for a minute, Rick, and let you now take over because you have so many great things to share that I just hope I lay some groundwork to open some doors and thoughts.
Well, you know, I like what you're saying. The Peace Bridge, and it's amazing how the bridge can be shut down for what now, 2 years? And barbed wire and everything else. It just lets you know how quickly things can go from one thing to another, right? You know, when they shut that bridge down, you could not get into Canada. They closed the border both ways. And you couldn't get into Canada. And you think about that and how quickly we can go from one, you know, thing to another. And how COVID took us from one thing to another. And in the early days of COVID, when you could go out and no cars on the road and everybody's locked down and run on groceries and how society totally changed globally, you know, during that period, and how people were told that you're non-essential, go home, and you're essential, come to work, and how everything changed, and wear masks and get vaccinated and this, that, and the other, and, you know, and just globally. And it shifted all of us globally. We went through a shift, and we're coming out, thank God, on the back end of that, and it's pretty much over. No one's going to go back in that box anymore. And, of course, they'll come up with another box, you know, to put us in, but at least the pandemic box is over. Cool, you know, I mean, we're coming at the end of it. And I think back to, now, of course, I wasn't there, but the Spanish flu in 1919 and how devastating that was to the world population and all the people that died during that pandemic. And you read the newspapers, the same things that was said today was said back then, you know, about vaccinations and masks and different things and mass burials. And same thing in 1918 to 1919. Then I think about, you know, through reading what happened during the 20s, the Roaring 20s began in the 20s, just right after the pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic, and how people were positioned and postured to become millionaires, many during the pandemic. You think about Amazon, you know, people getting packages like it's Christmas, but the positioning and posturing at the end of any pandemic, only few will recognize. And even fewer will move with opportunities. Travel was huge following the pandemic when the world was locked down. Fast forward to today, where we have travel that has shifted online and e-tourism, it's even bigger because now regular people like you and I and the people that listen to us and the people that don't listen to us, how do we book travel nowadays? We go online and we book it ourselves. Not as much, you know, travel agencies or travel agents. Millennials and this generation doesn't even know that we used to actually go to a travel agent to book trips. You know, they don't know that. It's like, why would you do that? But we did. But we shifted. And so on the post, following this pandemic, we get some feedback, the noise feedback. You may want to mute if anybody's on. You may want to mute your phone. We're getting some rumblings.
I apologize, and, Rick. I have to admit that's me. I'm trying to make my protein shake. I missed breakfast this morning. So I'm going to mute. I'll be hearing you. Thanks.
Oh, okay. And so quite all right. But we're on the back end now of the pandemic. And so what do we do with the opportunity, a vacuum that has been left for us? People, 8 billion people locked down around the world. And what do they want to do on the post-pandemic? They want to travel. They want to see the world. And we have an opportunity. We talk Travel Tuesday. And we talk about Surge 365. And the reason we talk about Surge 365 is because it has multiple travel products included that allow a person to basically, you know, get in where they fit in. And if they want to take advantage of the travel agency piece, they can do that. If they want to take advantage of the travel training that's available, you know, become a SeaWorld specialist, a special needs travel specialist, a France specialist, a Niagara specialist, Buffalo specialist, Canada specialists, all this training is free. So the travel agency represents all the training, group trips, event planning, all those kind of travel agency type things globally. So if they want to do that, they can do that within under the umbrella Surge 365. If they want to just travel, you know, like the song says, leave me alone, leave me alone, oh, leave me alone. And they want to just travel and not bother with anyone, they can just travel. There's a vacation club, wholesale travel club, lifestyle benefits program. Through this vacation club, they can just travel at wholesale rates, the very lowest rates. Concierge that they can call, you know, that is there working for them. They don't have to pay any extra. If they're planning a trip, the concierge will actually help them plan the trip, the travel research, do all that they want to do, vacation club, lifestyle benefits program. And if that's all they want to do, that's they can just hit the road, hit the flight, air, sea, whatever they want to do, anywhere in the world, through the Surge membership. So you have the travel agency, the Surge membership. The third leg is the Vortex, online booking. If a person says, hey, I want to give out this free link, it's for customers. They can give out this free link, complimentary. People book through that link. They're going to save up to 60% over the public rates, over the Expedia Priceline rates. They'll save up to 60%, 99.9% of the time. When they save, you know, with this free link, they're happy. And the person that gives them the free link that's part of Surge 365 earns 60% of what they save. We're divvying up a profit that Expedia typically will keep or Priceline typically will keep. The Vortex gives us access to that profit where we can harness and redirect it to come back to the individual that's under Surge, that's part of Surge, or if it's a business, if it's a church, if it's a school, they can give out that free link to their entire membership base, entire student body, the entire employee, all the employees. Book through this link. They will save up to 60%. 60% of what they save comes back. So if they save $100, $60 is coming back. If they save $1, 60 cents is coming back. So the Vortex is a pretty cool tool. And Ron, of course, you know we're using the Vortex and presenting it to churches and organizations and businesses as a great fundraising tool. And so you've got Surge 365 that now puts people in a position to override the return of travel, to override and drive the global return of travel and e-tourism, healing nations with vacations. One of the things, a quote from the World Travel and Tourism Council, and this is pretty powerful, Ryan. You know, we know this, that travel is key to economic recovery worldwide once we beat COVID. And we're at that point. And so being able to offer opportunity, you know, that that a person can actually become part of Surge 365, travel agency, wholesale club membership, Vortex, you know, wherever they want to say, okay, now, of course, you and I, we're looking at all of it. We're looking at all of it and saying, okay, how can, especially in service, how can I serve the travel agency to someone? What are those needs? How can I serve the membership to someone? They may even just be doing a road trip. How can they use this membership? Okay, how can I serve the Vortex customer savings link? How can I serve that to someone or business or organization or school? And we're looking at this. And an interesting fact with the booking engine, the Vortex, the estimate, the projection for 2022, Ron, this is really amazing to me. For people booking online, that's going to hit $1 trillion in 2022, people booking online. Is it possible for us to garner market share of that $1 trillion by working with organizations and churches and schools and businesses, saying, hey, here is a tool that accesses this profit margin. How much do you need, right? Let's harness it and redirect it to come back to your school, to come back to your church, to come back to your organization. Is it possible to do that?
Well, the answer to that question is absolutely. And I'd like to share how I have it right now. We're closing in on a couple opportunities to use this CERS system and the Vortex program. You know, it's funny. We've got the surge opportunity is a triple like a stool with three legs. And it's got stability. It's got power and it's got strength. And because of that, and the clarity of purpose and the integrity of its purpose to exist, people can. See, when you have those things added up, and you can get something done. You don't have to go down the road and worry about 6 months from now. Well, I'll just give you an example. Since Lynn and I have decided to take advantage and take RCLC Solutions Incorporated, that's our corporation, our personal business we own, and we linked it with the CERS organization, CERS, Vortex, YTB. Those three units of tools combined to make a powerful cutting edge. I like to use the description because when I say it, everybody knows what I'm talking about. When I say, do you know what the difference between going in the kitchen, getting a tomato, a nice, beautiful, ripe tomato, and getting a butter knife out and trying to cut it? Or getting the Ginzu knife out, and everybody knows what a Ginzu knife is, too. You do the Ginzu knife, man, you can slice, you can have 100 thin slices in a minute.
You?
Hi, Derek.
How are you doing, Ron?
Great. I'm telling a story, Derek, if you want to just listen in, please, okay? So we've got the tool that's cutting edge. Cutting edge, get it? We've got the tool that gets the job done. Now, I'd like to make another analogy. I like to do pictures. In today's world, let's talk about travel. There are a lot of different varieties of travel and how to get from A to B, point A to B, and C. But let me ask you something. Is taking a horse from Buffalo, New York to Colorado Springs, is it effective? Is it fast? Is it comfortable? Is it safe in weather, bad weather? Do you also have to carry some food alongside you to put into that horse to keep it going when you want to go? Can you take more than the people that you yourself on the horse? Or do you got to put a carriage together and add more equipment or get more horses? It's not a really very practical way to travel. But if I said to you, Rick Reese, you could have a Lexus 300 that you could take from your driveway. You know, I don't care if you have electric or gas. You're either going to use a lot of power or gas. Somewhere or another, there's going to be energy that's going to be used. Let's just say that. We won't go to other places to talk about it. But you're going to use energy. But you'll have 100 horses underneath the hood versus one. And you don't have to get out of the car and feed it like hay and other stuff. You don't have to take care of it and, you know, it's got stuff. You just get in the car and go. Which is a more practical way to get the job done, Rick? A horse or that Lexus 330?
Lexus 330.
Okay. So, when you're traveling, you just want to go online and book? Well, I think Expedia and Travelocity, Kayak, and all those guys, you know what I think they are? There's a Sears catalog of retail. That doesn't even exist anymore. It's so far gone in our history. But today we got rocket-powered everything move in the internet and the world through a program called Surge. That's a neat title, isn't it? Surge. You just go, you get an ad. And it's powerful. It's the Ginzu knife of knives. It's the cutting edge ability to not only prosper and make travel happen, but prosper. And it's generational. In fact, I would dare say of all the different kinds of opportunities out there in the world today, I know for a fact that you could start a service business today. In less than 30 days, you can have $1,000 in your pocket. Real, live, doable. And you can be starting from ground zero, wherever you're at. Now, and that's not just a fixed thing. It can grow from there and grow a lot. But more importantly, there aren't too many programs that you can do that. There's lots of ideas, but they take years to develop and garner and train and wait for and a lot of delayed, years of delayed gratification. How about you start something that you can get? You need $1,000. You got to feed your family. You got to pay a bill. You got to get a new vehicle. You got to put the one you got on the road back because it needs tires. Will cost you four tires. Will cost you $1,000 today. You know, those are pretty basic things. Well, but we can take it far beyond that. You can get to the point where don't worry about buying tires for the car. Build a team of travel company agents, owners. Build a team. Surge will give you a car. The only thing you got to do is choose with the first level you do work. You have to choose whether you want a Challenger or a Charger. They put the gas in it. They insure. No, you. I think we have to put the gas in it. Is that the way it works, Rick?
Yeah, we put the gas in. That's pretty good. They take care of the insurance and everything.
Yeah, just give you the keys and go. Oh, and they still get an executive bonus on top of that. Now, you know, that's unique. It's not, and it's not as so unique that nobody could do it. It's unique that anybody can do it. And I know, Gail, when we first started, when you first introduced us, Rick, I met this gal up in Toronto. We traveled, you know, we went the 2 hours in Buffalo, Toronto. And there was this gathering of Surge people. And one of the people I'd heard about, now we've been around the opportunity for about maybe 3 weeks. we were vested veterans, 3 weeks. So on blind faith, we said, hey, these people are going to be in Toronto. So we drove up there. And I met this gal. I'm going to tell her name after. But let me tell you where this gal was a few years before we met her. She was living in the United States. Her kids were in Toronto. Her family, mom and dad, were there. By the way, we met them. But her kids were in Toronto, and they were in private school because she didn't want to leave them in the public schools. But she had to work with her job in the U.S., and she was living in her car because she couldn't afford to have an apartment and put her kids, keep her kids in private school and live. She was living in her car. Now, I met her. It was a couple years later. I met her this Saturday, and you know, a week or two later, she said to me at that meeting, Ron, if you want some help, you just call me. Just call me. Here's my number. So I did. Rick, I called her. Now, this gal, I'll tell you her name, and anybody on the call will understand who I'm talking about. Her name was Jill St. John. And Jill St. John was this woman I just told you about, except when I called her, and she didn't tell me this, Rick. She answered the phone. She was at a place in Nepal. Go get the globe out. You'll find out where Nepal is. It's over farther up north than Afghanistan. And there's this mountain there called Mount Everest. And she was about to climb it. Now, wait a minute. She's living. I find out. I meet her. She just got done living in a car, and today she has enough money to travel the world and go on a tour and going to go climb Mount Everest. And today I know she lives in the Key in the Caribbean, and she has an incredible lifestyle, her family, her kids, and everything. And she's become one of the wealthiest and the most successful persons in the travel industry. And she didn't get it because she did it. She helped other people, and she helped more people than anybody else, so she makes more than anybody else. All I can say, there's not a phone call that isn't showing up on my dashboard, and people that work. By the way, this show is archived, and you can share this with friends, and you might have mentioned a thing or two about what we were, well, the path we're on, and the folks that have been invited on the show today. They may be part of the people that are tied in with the CERT program or the Hope Collection. And they would like to know more about how they can live life at a better level and how can you help them create generational prosperity. More now more than ever, people realize the solution for life's economics, if you turn your freedom over to work for a boss, you get a J-O-B, you know, just above broke, you are have your hands, sir or lady, ma'am, you got your hands on a firm, empty, on an empty bag. The pandemic just proved that for all the people that thought they had it made. You don't have any control. You can't control. You can't experience. But if you own something that can grow and create equity and value to other people, you let me tell you something. You own the world in the world of economics, folks. And so I'm proud that you reached out and allowed Linda and I to come through the door, Rick and Brenda. You allowed us to come through the door. And what you know what? Sometimes, like, there are two places I know in this world that are incredible, and they're all based in this. They all have the same basis of building blocks and foundation, so I can say this. Where you can walk into the doors and there's no judgment. And if there is, don't go there. And the other one is that there's only people who want to help you, and that's a church and Search 365. You can join with no judgment and take your baggage and convert what was something into something that is great to touch lives of other people. And it is generational prosperity. It's the answer to overcoming. Oh, did I tell you it's joy and fulfillment? And you can have happiness, and what's better, you can be the happiness doctor in the family or your friends. Rick, you and Brenda are tremendous happiness doctors. I know you're a military, so you're the commander of happiness. But everybody on this call can be the same thing. And what we went through, I'll tell you what, I'm forgetting it as quick as I can in my, and hey, everybody in this call, I know everybody could say they know somebody who was lost because there was an enemy that you couldn't see and you couldn't do anything about. Oh, you could pretend to do something that some people thought would help, but people died anyways, even if they, people died that wore hazmat suits, folks. So, yeah, it was an invisible killer, and it was meant to do that. It was created to do what it did. But we've made it. We're still here. We're still standing. And what we need to do is help other people never go back to that. We don't want anybody to go back to that hell ever again. But how it happens is creating security in the economics and the relationships and the people that we deal with. That's what hope is. That's what Surf 365 is. That's what is the Go Team Get is all about. It's serving. It's helping raise people up. And now more than ever. And the sooner we can help more people, and with more people going to hop on a plane, hop on a train, hop in a hotel, get a car rental, going places, doing things, we each have a choice. And so does, do you realize the people we don't talk to, you know what you're doing or I'm doing? We're holding back from others. Joel used to say, are you a tease? In other words, you know great things, but you don't share it. You're a tease. Well, that be a tease? Be a fulfiller. Be a joy maker. And, gosh, what can we do? What can we do, guys? Let's join hands. Let's really put our efforts. Let's not be scared. Let's not be timid. Let's not be shy. Let's not be let the bureaucrats that try to kill us do it anymore. Let's be strong. And David, King David, everybody knows about King David. And though he wasn't perfect, everybody knows that too. Whenever you talk about King David, someone goes, well, you know, he wasn't perfect. He murdered a guy. I said, yeah, but God still blessed him. He put him in the lineage of Christ, so I can't think it was total terrible. I mean, what he did was terrible. But, folks, King David proved that you could overcome and succeed and help and lead people. He did it. Now, maybe you don't think you're a King David, but let me ask you this. Do you think you can make a difference even to someone in your neighborhood, in your life? When he died, King David got all his family together, gathered everybody up. And you can read it. This is, by the way, I may say it's scripture according to Ryan Clayton, but it's not. It's in the Bible. Okay, you can go look it up on his deathbed. He got everybody together. And what he said, he was telling all his family people to go forward and keep moving forward. And, you know, he knew he was dying and all that stuff. But his last words were, Will and Tester, be strong. Be invincible and do it. And do it. Guys, I know I'm strong today because I'm wound up. I let me tell you why I'm wound up. Rick, I told you earlier, I started to say on the show, I watched a video that Lynn and I did, a testimonial on a video call with you and Mariano and Laura Cross. And we were able to share our impression of what hope had done or what Search 365 was doing and is still doing today in our lives. And I can tell you there isn't one single thing that I would change in what I said, except I'd say more of it because we've experienced more. I hope everybody else could say the same thing with their walk with you and Brenda and the rest of the team as we go forward. I'm turning it back to you. Stop talking for a minute. I am wound up.
Hey, well, that's pretty awesome. I was, I know you're doing something there, but I was just thinking as you was talking how healing nations with vacations is our theme, and of course as a company of hope, but healing nations with vacations, and that, you know, in light of the great resignation. And people realizing from the pandemic that I may not necessarily be in the right career. Where would I go? What would I do? And that's a tough call. What do you do if you've been doing something for so long and a pandemic comes along and, as I mentioned earlier, you're essential, you're non-essential, and people working from home and realizing that that they do have skills, and I mean that they can work from home. Well, how do you make money from home? You know, what do I do? And as part of healing nations with vacations, we know about the health benefits of travel, and how it calms a person, and how it reduces blood pressure and, you know, heart attacks and all those kinds of things, and gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling. You know, if you're sitting on a beach and you've got the kids running around and you've got the sunset and you've got the water and you see the motor sports and the water, you see people on, you know, all the different things, you know, parasailing and everything, sailing by. And it's just a beautiful, and you're just sitting there on the beach. You've got, you know, the guy, the waiter on the beach there that brings you anything you want, and the food. That actually happened to us when we were in Punta Cana. I mean, what was it, Punta Cana? Yeah, Punta Cana.
Yeah.
At Secrets. We're on the beach there, and the guy comes up, hey, you guys want anything to eat? You know, our drink, and he brings us food. And before we actually even said yes, he brings us food. We're like, hey, pretty good. And we're just eating on the beach. And hey, you know, we really love this lifestyle. And but the service And so we know the warm, fuzzy feeling that you get, you know, when you're there and you're just 100% enjoying everything. But, Ron, what I was thinking as you was talking, in addition to Healing Nations with Vacations, what would you say is your dream vacation? What, and, you know, you just got back from Secrets in Punta Cana, where we were there dancing on the beach and having a great time, and just finished eating at a nice seafood restaurant, and it was just a great time. But what would you say would be you and Linda's, your dream vacation?
You know, when we went to Cancun with you and Brenda and other members of the Thirst team, and that was a convention, that was a company-sponsored convention, and we went to a place called the Grand Palladian Hotel. It was an all-exclusive, inclusive. In other words, what that meant is we paid for it before we went, and our room and our food and entertainment and everything we wanted to do or anything. The only thing that was extra is if we wanted to get a spa treatment or we wanted to get do a special event like if you wanted a hang glider or you want to risk your life up in the air or something. That one you had to pay extra for. But otherwise, we did not spend a dime for anything, start to finish. But what was really wonderful about that, Rick, the people that served at this organization called Grand Palladian Hotels in Cancun, and they've got operations around the world, but they probably treated us as, I don't know that I could say in any of the worlds I've been in. We've been on a Viking River cruise, which on a cruise and in river cruising, they're the best. But they didn't even come close to what we learned from the experience. But you know what, Rick? I actually I could say is kind of a testimony to a wonderful experience, and people see the beaches and the trees and the food and all that. And then I could talk about the great service. That was a dream vacation. So let me
what would
really
you say
you
is your next dream vacation where you would want to go?
Well, I'm going to digress. One trip before that, I had the opportunity for the first time in 2 years. My sister, when I had a stroke in 2018, so did my older sister. Still in a nursing home. She's not recovered to the level I have. And this might have been... She's really not doing well, and this might be the first time that I was ever going to see her, be able to see her live again. And we had gotten a trip from Surge that was a free 7-day trip. We could go anywhere we wanted to. Well, guess where we booked it? We had a trip to Disney before COVID hit. We were going to go to Disney with some other Surge members, and we had planned it. We paid for it. We couldn't go. So now the window opened up, so we tagged it, this trip, with the trip to go see my sister. And we stayed at a resort, Embassy Suites Hotel, the five-star Embassy Suites. They're already great hotels to start, but this was a resort. And it was right across the gates of Disney. And so we got to stay there, treated incredibly. All you had to do in that was pay $14 for parking. Big deal. Well, we had that trip, and because we had it, after our Disney trip where we were there on property and staying there, so I wasn't going to leave to go outside of Disney for that part of the trip. Then we had the trip where we were staying in the Embassy Suites Resort, and we took a quarter of Colorado, and we drove down to see my sister. Rick, I was able to put my arms around my sister the first time in 2 years, hug her and kiss
wow.
her and love her. She did that same thing to me. You asked me what's the best trip I ever had because of my relationship with Serge and you? Without question, in my whole life, there isn't anything that could even be come close to be better. But it never wouldn't have happened if you hadn't come into our life.
That's amazing. You know, that's the impact that we all have on others. And there's always someone waiting on the other side of our obedience. There's always someone waiting on the other side of our obedience. you know, when I made the decision to actually join the travel industry, I didn't know I'd be talking to you, Ron. I didn't know that we would have this opportunity to have the friendship that we have, our families have. When I first came into the opportunity, I just joined because we love to travel. And the benefits that I have received from making that decision has been tremendous. The people that I've met, Ron, we've done 36 cruises, 36 cruises. And I did my first one the year after I joined. You know, growing up, who took cruises? Only it was like reserved for the very rich, you know, who took cruises. And we took our first cruise the year after we came on board in the travel industry. And we had a great time. And I left my job because I was IT working 80 hours a week. And so I left my job, but it's like, well, what do you do to make money? And joining the travel industry, I really didn't join to make money. I joined to travel the world, wholesale instead of retail, get the tax write-offs, and get paid, you know, just a little bit from my own travel. But Ron, I hit at a time. I joined at a time where there was actually a need, you know, for a travel business. And all I did was bring in a couple of folks because we can share the opportunity. And they said, sit down, Sonny. I got it from here. And so the business started just making a ton of money while I'm volunteering in the community. I'm not even working the business. I just passed on a tool. I didn't know any of that when I first said, hey, I want to do this. You know, it's something about taking the first step that leads to another step, that leads to a door, that leads to a window, you know, that leads to another entrance of something. And I took that step in 2004 and came into business, but I took a major step and let my job go in 2005. I took an even major step in going into the community. And I took another even major step in sharing the opportunity in travel, and it set me free. Those listening to us, what are the steps that lie before you that could set you free? And not only that, but Ron, I met Joel, Earl, Joel, you, Linda, and all the other awesome people. I met Country Boy on the call, Lynn Kane. Are you kidding me? The steps that you take or do not take will lead you to a future. What is that future? And that's what I love about what Joel has put in place with Hope, is because helping others by helping them help others and paying things forward. And just as an attitude, and that's why I really enjoy, you know, jumping on the call and hearing you and paying it forward. I mean, that's all you do is you look for opportunities every day, 24/7. How can I pay it forward? How can I make a friend? What do I have to offer? What does the person need? And constantly in that mode, you know, what can I pay forward? What do I have in my hand? What tools do I have? You know, it may just be my smile, you know, but being able to offer that which I have to whomever I meet. And that begins a lifestyle of just peace and hope and happiness. It may be all I have is hope to pass on to someone. It's going to be all right. You know, the hope that you passed on to your family in putting them on a cruise. And I mean, them seeing the cruise with the grandkids and say, hey, we're going to take one without the grandkids. And because they had such a great time. But even the time they spent, you know, with the kids running around and corralling the kids, which I know is interesting. But even that's important time. That's time well spent. And I'll tell you, we have so much to offer people who are looking. But here's what I know. If a person is not looking, they don't find. Bless you. If a person is seeking, they find. If you seek, you find. If you don't seek, you don't find. And but life continues to move. And so I'm just grateful. I'm appreciative, you know, of being in the industry, being in the place where we are. I'm appreciative of the relationship that we have with Hope, with yourself, and with Gary and Lynn and Country Boy and all of the folks that are part of this, the Gary Garys. And it's just enhanced our lives. You know, I mean, we went to, like you said, we went to Punta Cana. You know, we went to Cancun and stayed at the Palladium, five-star accommodations. You know, where do you get that opportunity time and time and time and time and time again? You know, we actually will be going to Puerto Vallarta, you know, coming up this summer or this fall, and to the convention in Puerto Vallarta. You know, we're planning to go to that as well. Where do you get these opportunities? And, of course, these are all business trips, you know, slash fun, or fun slash business. And we have a great time. We have a great time. It's a, you know, as George Bailey would say, it's a wonderful life. It truly is a wonderful life. And it's great knowing you, even as being a Gideon. You know, it's amazing how our lives kind of overlay with us both being Gideons, with us both having an understanding of the plastics industry. My degree in college was plastics engineering. So when I met you and you was talking about, you know, the plastics and the polyethylenes and the urethanes and injection molding and all of that, I totally got what you were saying. Which I hadn't had that conversation since I graduated, seeing as I went into the Air Force. And, you know, but to hear, you know, you being in plastics, how often in life do you meet someone who is involved in plastics? Well, that doesn't happen.
We both went and saw the movie called The Graduate, and his father said,
Plastic joke at the end of the show. Inserted a plastic joke at the end of the show. What is the one thing that's in everybody's household, in every home in America, that's in the refrigerator, right there in front of you, but you can't eat it?
Water.
It's called plastic.
It's plastic and water.
That's what your milk is in. That's what your refrigerator is made out of. That's what everything in the refrigerator, if it's not in glass, it's in, cased in plastic.
It's true.
I think
it's true.
Yeah, but I think you guys came along and they had to break the mold. They had to come up with a harder, different kind of plastic.
Yeah. I used to, man, that was my life. Plastics used to be my life.
Speaking of, I don't know, all the things you're talking about, when I'm done with this
plastics
call, I've set up the call with Len Kane. I just wanted you to know that.
He just texted me just 2 seconds ago. We're all staying on the same spiritual vibrational harmony now. He just texted me like 2 seconds ago, Ron.
And as you know, Country Boy, water and plastics.
Two things in the world people will never be able to live without.
It's true. And that takes it around the world. Hey, Coca-Cola's largest selling product is what?
Water.
Encased in plastic.
Encased in plastic.
Yeah, I'm going to mess y'all show up. It's 12:59. Y'all got 1 minute. I'm going to hit mute again.
So over to you, Ryan.
Well, guys, I think we had another show that can go in the books that is something that can we can use, and that's what I hope everybody does. Please use these archive shows. Share it with somebody. Let them decide what they hear and how they respond to it. But you know what? If you don't share it with them, they never get a chance to be able to do it at all. So let's share what we know, and let's help others by helping them help
others.
Hey,
guys,
thank
I just
want
to come on and say hi.
Hey,
thanks,
how's
Kurt.
Going?
Glad you can make it. Gary, Gary Elfleville, glad you were here. Everybody else, Country Boys, thank you, everybody. Rick. I'm gonna call you right. I'm gonna call you first, Rick, right after I hang up.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
See you, Kurt. See you, Gary.
See you, Rick.
Happening, and that's not happening at a mass level unless it's, you know, done at a mass level. And the thing is, time will go by, and definitely the political money is not happening because nobody, no politician is going to put their neck out there for anything they don't really know, nor trust, nor believe. And so it looks great on paper, but it's not happening. And so what I was just saying was that the vortex is without permission. You know, the vortex is access to money without permission, with the ability to organize people, groups, churches. It's just that close. All this other stuff and funding the business plan and doing the different things, we know they're not happening anytime soon, if at all. And I mean, it's just really pie in the sky. What you just quoted to me or mentioned to me about your piece that you added to the business proposal, that's the only way. And what I'm going to do with adding the membership and the vortex basically in the same kind of tone, that's the only way. That's your only option. I have gone through all of these different options, and they make you tired, extremely tired, because you're depending on somebody else to do something that doesn't want to do it and doesn't believe in you and doesn't, you know, want to see you succeed. And in the vortex takes it out of the hands of those types of people and allows us to, as you know, redirect that money, real money, to where it needs to go. All the other stuff we've tried, and it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just does not work. I mean, we've tried it. And so that's what I was mentioning to him.
Hey, Rick.
All, mm-hmm.
Say hi to Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Oh, maybe she left. It says that we're still connected.
Hey, let me go ahead and do that. I'm going to go get something to eat. Brenda didn't make breakfast in bed, but I'm going to go have breakfast.
You don't do that. We'll talk
okay.
to you later. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I will see you.